Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls from out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being. We have with us on the line from back in Annapolis, Maryland, Michael Perutka. Are you there?
I am, Dr. Stan. How are you this evening, sir?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. And
I should say this afternoon. It's afternoon out there,
but it's evening back there. I imagine that the shadows are beginning to lengthen.
Well, they're gone. They've lengthened already, yes, sir.
All right, fine. Well,
dark here on the East Coast.
Well, of course, we've had Michael on many times before talking about the Institute of the Constitution because he is the inspiration for it. He's the one who's put all the work in and the effort, and we are so grateful to him for putting together these kits that are now going out all across America. And I understand that, one or two are going out every day, right, at the present time?
Every day. There's a couple of them going out in UPS this evening, and every day there's three or four kits going out, and people all over the country are picking up this program and starting to learn about their own history and their own heritage, Dr. Stan, and it's really encouraging, and we are very grateful to you for the work you've done in helping to promote this.
Well, we agree with you totally in what you're doing. We think it's the most exciting thing that's happening, because I remember 40 years ago when people were learning about the Constitution and how excited I was to realize that, well, maybe I shouldn't say excited, but how I felt that I really was broken free from the mind control when I realized that we weren't a democracy, as I'd been told. I'd been lied to all through my undergraduate and my graduate work, and I minored in history, and I'd taken all these government courses, and everybody said we were a democracy, and didn't realize that we were a republic, and there's a difference between a republic and a democracy, and republics are our systems of law, whereas democracy are a system of men ruling over other men, and only in a republic is there any opportunity for freedom. And of course, these are the sorts of things you bring out in your course, and you explain to people about the foundation of our freedom. That's really so important, because how can we understand who we are unless we know where we came from?
Well, sure. You know, Dr. Stan, one history professor I once heard said that history is the mall map, like the mall directory, that gives contextual meaning to that little arrow that says, you are here. Because if you don't have that map in your mind, if you don't have an understanding of history, you really don't know where you are. And it follows logically, of course, I'm sure your listeners understand, that if you don't know where you are, you really don't know where you're going. And then you're also, of course, you're free to be then manipulated, or you're liable to be manipulated by those who want to manipulate you for their own ends, and if you don't know your history and you don't know your own heritage, you're a victim of that, and you're very easily deceived about what America is supposed to be and what it is. And that's what we're really trying to do. We've tried to educate people so that they can understand and then articulate and then apply these principles to American government and to their culture.
Well, I think it's exciting, and of course, if anybody out there would like to know how to get in touch with the Institute of the Constitution, it's 410-760-9068. That's 410-760-9068. Or you can go, of course, to the web, and you can put in IOTConline.com. That's IOTConline.com. That's for the Institute of the Constitution Online.com. And you can order this great program. It's got 12 half-hour programs. It's got interviews with videos with David Barton, several of them, and then a wonderful syllabus that tells you how to put on the program. But we'll be back here in just a moment with our special guest, Michael Perutka. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. And if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here on the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. But please hold your calls for the time being, because our special guest today, Michael Prutka, told me today something I was really rather interested in. And you were actually exploring the possibility of running for the presidency on the Constitution Party ticket?
Yes, I am, Dr. Stan. I'll go further than that, actually. I'll tell you that I intend to be the candidate for the Constitution Party come next June when they have their convention, their nominating convention in Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, which is a very honorable and wonderful place that they're going to have the convention. And I have been convicted that this is something that I should go for. This is something that is on my heart. I think God has placed me here at this point and in this time, and it's not because I'm puffed up on myself or that I believe that that I'm better than the next man. But we really do need, Dr. Stan, an American and somebody who understands American law and American form of government to run for president. And I really believe at this point that there is not such a person in any of the major parties, any of the people that you've heard about, because none of them have the slightest, give the slightest fig, I believe, about being loyal and being faithful to the Constitution of the United States. And I believe that someone needs to do that. And I have been approached and requested by the Constitution Party to see if I was interested in doing so. And I'm happy to tell you, after consultation and prayer, that I am.
All right, fine. Well, of course, this is going to be so important, because we have two political parties that are both intent upon big government. The only question is, who's going to be the biggest spender right now? And the Republicans have been even bigger spenders than the Democrats, incredibly. I mean, traditionally, the Republicans wanted a balanced budget. They wanted a responsible government. They wanted to limit government. And under the current last several administrations, why they've been expanding government, we're talking about a debt of about $750 billion this year, and that's what I should say next year, in the year 2004, and that's really an understatement, because then there are all the elf budget items. It'll bring it closer to a $1 trillion. Now, where does the money come from? Our children, our grandchildren, will be enslaved by the debt that we are leaving on them. So why are the Republicans pushing this sort of thing? And I think that's why it's so important that we do have an alternative. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest this afternoon is Michael Prutka. And Michael has just told us that he has been approached by people in the Constitution Party and asked if he would be willing to explore running for the candidacy of the for the Constitution Party for president. And of course, I'm sure that a lot of people, Michael, are going to tell you, well, we're a two-party country, you know. We got the Democrats and the Republicans, and you can't possibly win if you run, you know, as an independent or as the Constitution Party. And after all, why this means that Hillary or Dean might get in, and they would pack the court with their sort of people, and we've got to have Republicans in there so that we can get the Supreme Court to start acting properly on the laws, because if we get the Democrats in there, why, we'll never get the Supreme Court back. How would you reply to that?
Well, Dr. Stan, I like to talk about presuppositions that are in statements and that are in questions, and what do we presuppose when we make a certain argument or ask a certain question. And of course, one of the presuppositions that you just talked about was that we have a two-party system. And of course, you know and I know that we do not. We really have one mega party. We have two sides of the same coin, and depending on how you want to say it, we really have the big government party and the bigger government party. But more to the point, it's not just that they're for big government, but they're unlawful parties. The principles and the programs that they promulgate are not authorized by the United States Constitution. And Stephen Moore of the I just read a quote, Stephen Moore from the Club for Growth estimated that 90%, in excess of 90% of all of the programs that the federal government is involved in are unconstitutional and therefore unlawful, and that it follows that at least 90% of the federal budget is unlawful and unconstitutional, and there needs to be someone who will stand up here and say that the emperor has no clothes and that it's time to return to a lawful, constitutional form of government, because that is an American understanding of government. We have drifted, and not just drifted, but we've been driven very, very far away from that understanding of government. And we need to return. And, you know, people say to me, here's another supposition or presupposition, Dr. Stan. People say, well, why would you do that when you don't have a chance to win? Or you won't have a chance. And the truth is, Dr. Stan, I just don't believe in chance. Chance is a pagan concept. I believe that there is an almighty God that, just like Thomas Jefferson, that believed that there was a creator God. He talked about that in the Declaration of Independence, and that is a presupposition of American politics and American polity, by which I mean the form of government. And so I believe that if God wants this to happen, it will happen, and things happen in His time. Now, that I realize and recognize that you might say that this isn't a high probability event, but that really doesn't change the issue, does it? It doesn't change the principle here. We need somebody to run for president of the United States who will be who will represent an American understanding of law and government.
Well, now, how do you feel about the federal program for education today? Actually, it was Ted Kennedy's program, but George Bush got this through, by which the federal government now can write the curriculums that is to be used in the local schools and then test the children to make sure that their attitudes and values and beliefs have been changed to correspond with this dream that the people who control the Department of Education have, and that is that we will merge into this new world order and new world religion. Do you think the federal government should have the right to lay out a curriculum for the entire nation and then test the children to make sure they've gone along with the curriculum?
Well, of course, there's a couple of issues involved there. Number one, you just put your finger on something that's that really answers the previous question. That is to say, you know, you are no better off. You're worse off with George Bush than you would have been with Al Gore, with respect to Bush promulgating and continuing the Clinton agenda, and you called it the Senator Ted Kennedy agenda, with respect to education. You know, at least if Gore had been promoting it, there would have been opposition in the Senate and the House. But there's very little opposition, very little outcry to this, as you call it, it's really an idealistic, or it's really a Marxist, a socialist idea that we're going to make the children the slaves, if you will, the workers of the state and the workers for the globe. It really is an assault on what would truly be an understanding of education. But the bigger point, is that it's not authorized. The federal government has no authority to be in the field of education. As you well know, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution lays out those programs, those things for which the Congress may tax and spend money. And education just is not listed there. Education may in fact be a good thing, but the federal government has no business being there. And of course, if you have no authority to be there, if you can't do it constitutionally, you're not going to do it right. So that's really a theme of our campaign is going to be here, Dr. Stan. They can't do it right because they can't do it constitutionally.
And I think this is one of the biggest things for people to understand. If you understand the Constitution, you'll understand that we should not have a Patriot Bill. We should not be expanding the police powers of the federal government. We should not have all power being centralized in Washington, D.C. to control us. This is what the Founding Fathers feared. And how far we've gotten away from that in the name of fighting the wicked terrorists And yet, if we were really fighting the terrorists, we would have done something about closing our borders, or we certainly would have armed the pilots on the planes. We would have marshals on every plane, or a couple of marshals on every plane, and we'd be checking all of the... we wouldn't wait until just very recently to get around to checking the cargoes that are going on passenger planes to make sure they weren't full of explosives. We're just getting to that at the present time, or maybe we're going to do it sometime in the future. So in the name of fighting terrorism, we're going to take away the rights of the individual. We're going to massively expand the police power of the state, and it really has nothing to do with terrorism. There's not one word in there about Islamic terrorism. They simply redefined the word terrorism, and as I think most people know, we're actually using this legislation for anybody they want to. Mm-hmm. But of course, they keep saying, but we have to use this. In fact, we've caught four terrorist cells overseas because of this Patriot Bill, and we uncovered one plot in America. And yet people have lost their freedom here. And people really don't understand that once that legislation is in place, you'll never get the freedom back again. Well, Mike, how do you intend to go about waging a presidential campaign? How are you going to get your message out to the people of this country?
Well, as you well know, Dr. Stan, we're not going to be funded like the $170 million or whatever that a campaign like the Bush campaign or others might have, and I don't even know if that's a correct number. It's probably even more than that. But this isn't, and you know that we're not going to many of the. We're hoping to get media coverage, but you know that the media is very favorable to the two-party system, and usually tries to doesn't give much favorable coverage or much coverage at all. Third parties are pretty generally ignored. But there's something else that's happening in America now that's really hopeful. There's a lot of things that are really hopeful. And one is the use of the Internet. And we really hope to be able to use the Internet very judiciously and very appropriately and using a great deal of distribution lists of a lot of people who care about America and care about their government and care about their country. And we're hoping that we can get up a website, which we're working on right now. I'll give it to you, but I'll tell you it won't... It won't be up for a couple of days, but it's going to be Perutka 2004. It's going to be the party website. I apologize that it's not up at this moment, but Perutka 2004 is going to be the website. And we are planning to have to talk about the campaign issues and issues of the day. We're planning to have a brief video on our website every day so that people can keep up with newsworthy items in the campaign and in the country and really get an American approach, an American understanding of those news items that they're not going to get from Peter Jennings or Dan Blather or anybody else. You're not going to get that, and you know you don't get that from major media, and we're hoping that we make a very judicious use of the Internet to do that. Of course, we will be in any debates that we can be in. We'll be in any. We'll be available and be on any TV that we can be on. But we hope to use the Internet and also talk radio, just like this program that we're on here, Dr. Stan. I can remember a number of years ago. I had never heard of the Constitution Party. I'd never heard of Howard Phillips, but I heard Mr. Howard Phillips on the radio one day, maybe just for about 5 minutes. And it didn't take long. It didn't even take 5 minutes before I said, you know, that's the man who ought to be president of the United States. And in 1992, having never seen a picture of him, had never seen him in person, and only from on the basis of a radio interview, I voted for Howard Phillips. I voted for him again in 1996 because I knew he was the man who should be president of the United States. And so I think that talk radio, just like we're on right now, can have a very, very powerful effect. And we're really hoping to capitalize on people who want to know the truth. So,
well, our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Mr. Brutka, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would point out that Howard Dean has raised so much money on his website, he's not going to take any federal matching funds because he doesn't want any restrictions placed upon the amount of money that he's going to be spending. So certainly the Internet is an excellent way to do it. Of course, Dean has surrounded himself. He's radical leftist, but some of what he says is true. This is the difficulty. I shouldn't say it's a difficulty. Some of what he says is true, talking against what the current administration is doing. The only trouble, if he was in office, I suspect we would continue doing exactly what we are. When George Herbert Walker Bush was in office, why, Bill Clinton criticized him, and then when he got in office, he continued George Herbert Walker Bush's policies. That's the way the game is played when you have a one-party system. We'll be back here in just a moment, here at Radio Liberty. A book that will really help you to understand the nature of the spiritual battle in which we're currently involved is Gary Kaw's book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism. Now, you may remember Gary Kaw's book, Due to Global Occupation. His second book, The Demonic Roots of Globalism, goes into the very real spiritual forces, the dark and sinister spiritual forces, which have energized those people who are molding the world in which we live today. Going into the background of Masonry, Theosophy, and he actually quotes extensively from the writings of these people who have helped to mold the events of the 20th century. The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw will give you tremendous insight into the background of what's happening in America today. And unless you understand the spiritual forces at work, you really can't understand the unfolding of events. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR and ask for The Demonic Roots of Globalism by Gary Kaw.
Hello, garlic lovers. This is Radio Health journalist Bill Sardi to talk to you about a breakthrough in garlic technology. It's called Alamex. You know all the healthy reasons to take garlic, but isn't it time you've got your money's worth? A recent study found the 24 leading brands of garlic pills provided little, if any, allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient. Try Alamex, which is the only odorless garlic supplement to provide pure allicin, a full 180 milligrams. That's the power of 15 fresh cloves of garlic. Alamex isn't available in stores, so call 866-405-4000. That's Alamex at 866-405-4000.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just want to mention some of the other things that we carry here. One of them, of course, is the Miracle 2 soap products, and we can't make any medical claims for Miracle 2. We can just tell you that a lot of the people who use them tell us wonderful stories about things that really help them, whether it's acne or rashes or whether it's using the gel on a burn, or other people will tell us they use the gel on their hair. Some people use the neutralizer and say it helps their lower intestinal tract. Some people say it helps the other intestinal tract. All I can do is suggest it's excellent soap. We've used it for myself for 2 years, my wife as well, and we think it really is very, very beneficial. So if you'd like to know more, why, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. And my wife says it's great for cleaning, too. She uses it on the counters. And for some reason or other, she seemed to spray there, and the ants don't seem to come back very, very quickly. Some people put it on their plants. All I can do is suggest you try the products, see if you like them. The people who do use them really love them. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 for an introductory offer. And then we mentioned we carry Phonopoly, which is a board game played like Monopoly that will teach you or your children, your grandchildren, how to read and spell and pronounce words phonetically. It's such a shame the way they've dumbed down our children so that so many of them cannot spell. Didn't happen by accident. It was part of a long-range plan. And you can begin to undo this literally within 16 hours by getting one of these programs. Most of the programs to learn phonics are $300, $400, $500, $600, $800. This one's $139.95. It's called Phonopoly. It's 5 board games, 2 bonus games, and we throw in a couple of books going into the background of how they've intentionally dumbed down our children. So if you love your children, you love your grandchildren, or maybe you yourself have problems with reading or spelling, give us a call at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, because we are under attack today. Well, Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and I guess this afternoon is Michael Perutka, who is just announcing, and I think that probably this is one of the first times he's announced publicly, that he is exploring the possibility of running for the Constitution Party presidential nomination, so he'll be running next year. And of course, everybody's saying, will it be George Bush against Dr. Dean? And I'd like to suggest that both of them will continue the same program of globalization, shipping our jobs overseas, shipping our factories overseas. It's sort of like Amos and Andy or Abbott Costello or Martin and Lewis. They put on a great job of dickering back and forth and fighting back and forth. But in the final analysis, the people who control both political parties are going in the same identical direction. And we're in real trouble as a nation. Let's go to Bart, who's calling from the Carmel. Hi, Bart. You have a question?
Yes, I did, Dr. Stan. Thank you, and good afternoon to both of you. Sir, could you pronounce your last name for me again, please?
Sure. It's Perutka.
Okay.
And if you don't mind, I'll spell it. It's Perutka.
Okay, very good, sir. Thank you. I do have a question, and please don't become discouraged, because I'm noticing that people of all political persuasions are waking up all over the place to the fact that something's very wrong here. So please don't become discouraged. And my question is this. In recent times, I've heard some discussion about the fact that the Supreme Court of this land has come out and openly admitted that they are now taking their guidance from the United Nations. If this is the case, this is vitally important for people to know, and are you aware of it? And if so, how can you work that into your campaign? Because this is literally a full frontal attack on American justice, sir.
Well, thank you very much for bringing up that point, and thanks for asking for a clarification of my name, too. Yes, I am aware of it. As a matter of fact, Senator O'Connor, in a recent speech, at least according to the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, reported that in a recent speech to the Southern Center for International Studies, she'd said that American courts should pay more attention to international court decisions when deciding their own cases. And there's a couple of quotes I just pulled up as you asked that question. And I'm very well aware of it. It is a monstrous danger. And what is so frightening about this is that a Supreme Court justice who, in an American understanding of law, should know better than to say such a monstrously un-American thing, just blatantly says it. You know, in the recent Supreme Court decision of Lawrence v. Texas, I believe there was a reference, and I'm not sure whether she wrote that or Breyer wrote that, but there was a reference to international law in that decision. There's a statement she said, relying on foreign court decisions may not only enrich our own country's decisions, but it will create the all-important good impression. Now, if that isn't a wake-up call to Americans, she wants to create a good impression to whom? Who does she work for?
Well, I think
to whom does she owe her allegiance? I mean, you know, the Constitution... I'm sorry, is the caller's name Gary?
That was Bart.
Bart, I'm sorry. The Constitution says that Supreme Court justices serve during periods of good behavior. That doesn't mean life. That means good behavior to our founders meant fidelity to the Constitution. Well, she should be removed for that statement alone.
I agree with you totally. Well, how do you feel about globalization? How do you feel about this program of shipping our jobs and our factories overseas? And even the affront would be even subsidizing this through the overseas payment, these various overseas programs that we have, special agencies, which actually subsidize this export, import back, subsidize our own industries, taking jobs away from America.
Well, this has been going on for some time, and it takes different forms, Dr. Stan, and I'm sure your listeners are aware of, and your readers, by the way, are aware of a number of different ways that this has occurred. But generally, there is an attempt to bring America down, to not only to dumb it down, but to bring down the standard of living of America, so that others and consequently make America a country that is not able to resist or defend itself or defend its own borders. And this is a weakening of America, and it is being done purposely. It's being done by our own quote-unquote American leaders, and that's really the point of our campaign. These people are not acting in America's best interest, and I would say that they're not American. They certainly don't have an American understanding of government as this Supreme Court justices' examples clearly point out.
All right, well, we're going to be back here in just a few moments with our special guest, Michael Perutka, who's going to be running, exploring the possibility of running for the Republican Party as the Republican Party candidate for the presidency of the United States. So if you'd like to give us a call when we get back, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Have you ever wondered about the boys we left behind in Vietnam, in Korea? Did you ever know that we left 25,000 American boys behind in Russia, in Siberia, at the end of the Second World War? Have you ever wondered what really happened at Oklahoma City, what really happened with the TWA 800 on the route down off the eastern coast about a year ago? Well, ladies and gentlemen, all of the subjects are well covered in a fascinating book by Craig Roberts entitled The Medusa File. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, order The Medusa File. Actually, Craig Roberts was a police officer working on the Oklahoma City bombing. And this book has been suppressed very effectively across America, and it's self-published, but I promise you that there's no other book I know that'll give you more contemporary history, frightening history that every American needs to know. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I would just like to mention to you that we carry the Big Berkey water filters and the Berkey Light water filters. The Big Berkey water filter is made of stainless steel. You pour 2.5 gallons in the top, it comes out the bottom, goes through the ceramic filters packed with activated charcoal, takes out most of the various things that are in the water, gives you much better flavor, and you can actually filter pool water or river water or lake water with this. Has been used by missionaries for years. These are $239.95, but you can't get them in California. You can get them any other place in the country. If you buy it through us, you get a 4-tape set of video we produce. Now, you can get the Berkey Light, which is made of Lexan, so you can see the water levels. The filters are really much more efficient, but they have to be replaced every 2 years, whereas the other filters can be used over and over again. So they're both excellent products. The Berkey Light is $199. They both have to add for shipping, $199.95. So if you'd like to see them, you can go see the two filters up on our website at RadioLiberty.com. And when you're ready to order them, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. We have a great new video. It's called Megiddo, The March to Armageddon. And if I could suggest, I think it's the finest video we've had going into the spiritual background of the move towards the one world government and through the various occult organizations working at the highest level of our government. We have people featured like William Still and David Bay and Carol Matriciana and Dave Hunt, all people who've been on our program. And let me tell you, this is a blockbuster type of video, only I don't think it's available at Blockbuster, but it is available through Radio Liberty. We also carry Dr. Klink's excellent new video entitled Diaprax, and it goes into the consensus process in the church. Both are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, Dr. Stan back here, and our guest is Michael Perutka, and right now we're talking about his view of globalization, what's going on in our society. And Michael has announced that he is going to be seeking the Constitution Party nomination for the presidency. And, of course, people have forgotten our history. At one time, we had the Whig Party here, I think it was the Whig Party, and they were the Democrats and the Whigs. And then when they just kept doing such a terrible job that in about two elections, they were gone, and the Republican Party had taken over. That was, of course, with about the time of Abraham Lincoln came along. But when a political party no longer represents the people, the people can begin to realize that the leadership of that party is betraying them, And they're going to look for other leadership. And I think that's why so many people have followed the Green Party, but they're so far out, and they really don't come from a Christian perspective or a constitutional perspective. They're sort of green socialists. But I think it's time we had somebody who believed in the Constitution and limiting the power of government. So is there anything else you'd like to say about the programs that we have today as far as globalization and simply the planned program to impoverish the American people that is being facilitated by both political parties?
Well, I think there's evidence of it all in many different programs. We have people in power in America who basically are not really Americans. They want to, they pander to the New World Order, they pander to the United Nations. The Kyoto thing came to mind as you talked about the Green Party. The Green Party leads to a lot of black forests, doesn't it, with black burned out forests when we follow those kind of policies. But again, the effort here is to bring the United States down, and instead of attacking us militarily to do that, this is an effort to bring us down really from the inside by destroying our economy, destroying the jobs of America, and actually destroying the landscape of America with these absolutely silly policies that lead to our forests being burned down. You know, your caller earlier, Dr. Stan, said to me, and I want to refer back to this because I appreciate this. He said, don't be discouraged, because there's a lot of people out there now who are starting to see that there's dots out here that need to be connected, and they're starting to wake up. And I think that's happening in America in a big way. I really do. And I think that as you point out, this globalism is something that people are starting to see it affect them. We have many, many silly, ridiculous policies, and they're the result of a plan, and people are starting to wake up to that. And I'm not discouraged at all. I'm doing this really, Dr. Stan, because I am encouraged by many of the people that I meet who do want to return America to the situation where we honor God and we honor the jurisdiction of the family and we restore the republic. You see more and more that the expression of Christianity is being forced out of the culture. You saw it with Chief Justice Roy Moore, where a federal unelected judge said that the state of Alabama cannot acknowledge God. That is just the antithesis of what America was founded on. We have attacks on the family from all sides. We have the state taking over the role of the father in many ways and taking over the role of the parents, and that's got to stop because the family is the unit, is the structural unit of the republic, and we have to do things to restore the republic under the rule of law. And as you pointed out earlier in the program, a republic and a democracy, the difference is the source of authority. And in a republic, we understand that there is higher moral law. We have to understand that any municipal law that is not in harmony with that higher moral law is in fact not law, and it doesn't matter how many times a federal judge says it is, it just ain't so. And America, I think, is waking up, and I'm far, far from discouraged. I'm very encouraged by the people that I talk to and the people in the Constitution Party all over the country and many other people who aren't yet in that party, but realize something is very broken in the other major parties, and that they're not going to be the way to recovery because they're given over to this unlawful form of government.
And I think it's so interesting that if you go back and you read the Declaration, and it's very obvious that the founding fathers of America felt that freedom comes from God, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created by, equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and the governments are instituted among men to protect or to preserve those rights. And that's what it was all about. That's why you had government, was to protect our God-given rights.
Dr. Stan, you go ask any congressman. And I had the privilege of speaking to a congressman today from Maryland, but a pretty good one, Roscoe Bartlett, who does understand the Constitution. But if you go talk to any congressman or any senator, anybody from your state legislature, and you ask them what's the purpose of government, I love to just ask them that question. You know, their lives are in government. They're elected officials. Ask your elected official, what's the purpose of government? What's the purpose of civil government? and see what they say. And many answers that you get to that question say something like, well, it's to make a level playing field, or to regulate business, or to help people who can't help themselves, or to something about a safety net, or something that has to do with redistributing wealth. And yet that's not an American understanding at all. That's a Marxist understanding. What did Jefferson say that the purpose of government was? You just described it, Dr. Stan. It's to secure rights. What kind of rights? God-given rights. They're unalienable precisely because of their divine origin. They come from God. They don't come from the government. But we've replaced God in our culture, and we are replacing him, and the churches are very silent on this, and they need to speak up. But we're replacing God with the state. We're thinking the state is God, and the state will take care of us cradle to grave. And the Homeland Security situation you talked about earlier in the program is an example of that. Oh, please protect us. Please protect us. Please don't let anything happen to us. And meanwhile, we just give up our liberty. And, you, and I'm sure your listeners are familiar with Benjamin Franklin's famous quote that, you know, those who would sacrifice liberty for security deserve neither.
Well, there's a fascinating article in November issue of Fortune magazine called The $44 Trillion Abyss. And it's simply pointing out that the government knows, but they don't want you to know, that they're bankrupt. They have committed themselves to these massive amounts of financing of Medicare and Social Security, and there's no money, and they know there's not going to be any money to do it, and the cost of Medicare is just skyrocketing.
Dr. Stan, you know, when Medicare began, I don't know if you know this, but when Medicare began in 1965, they estimated that by 1990, the cost of the program was going to be $9 billion. $9 billion. It was $67 billion when they got it. Was seven times what they estimated.
And what is it today? I mean,
now they're claiming that this prescription drug program alone is going to cost $400 billion. So you can at least multiply that by seven. We can see the history of that. That's an easy thing to see. And it's the prescription drug program is another boondoggle. That's just another example of Congress going and fixing a problem that doesn't exist. It didn't even exist, according to many, many polls, that the seniors did not feel that there was a problem with their prescription drugs. And that's, of course, not the point. The point is it's not authorized at all. But they have to go find and fix a problem that doesn't exist so they can boondoggle their friends. It is an absolute tragedy, folks, to think that $400 billion is wasted. And, you know, there are many, many quotations from Bush when he was running for president saying that, you know, we're gonna limit spending. Well, if that doesn't burst that bubble for you, you need to wake up and smell the coffee.
Well, yeah, the tragic thing is that they're borrowing this money from future generations. They're looking next year, admittedly, at a deficit of $500 billion, a half a trillion dollars, which totally ignores the money they'll steal from Medicare and Social Security. And then you take the off-budget items, you're talking about it really about $1 trillion of deficit for next year. So they're going to throw in another admitted $40 billion, and as you say, it may be five or six times that amount. And what this is a means of enriching the drug companies on one hand, because who's going to get all that money? It's not going to go to the people. It's going to go to the drug companies that are producing drugs that they're dumping throughout the world. It's just here in America that these have such high costs. And then the other thing that really bothers me is that this is a whole restructuring of Medicare. They haven't told the people that they're going to try to force people out of the Medicare program into managed care systems where their access to health care will be limited, and it has to be because there's no money to finance it, because the government has created an impossible situation, and there's no policy the government's going to come up with that will make it worse.
Well, it's another example of what we talked about earlier, I think. I would posture this again, that, you know, they can't do it right because they can't do it constitutionally. The entire Medicare scam, all the way back to 1965, is not constitutional. It's not something that is authorized under Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States, and that's the place where the government gets its power to tax and spend. And it's not authorized there, so this is just a this is just another big balloon they're going to tie onto it, and it will burst and is bursting as well. So, you know, you can't do it right if you can't do it constitutionally, and they just don't have that power to do it, and they're not doing it. You know, another reason, though, that I'm encouraged, if I could just switch it today. Do you know what today is, Dr. Stan? December 15th is the anniversary of?
No, you're going to have to tell me.
I'm sorry to ask a question like that. Today is the anniversary of the adoption or the ratification of the Bill of Rights. 212 years ago today, 1791, the Bill of Rights was ratified.
I don't think that the average individual understands the Bill of Rights with limitations placed on the power of the federal government. That's all what it was, limiting the power of the federal government.
The Constitution is a big stop sign that says, federal government, here's where you stop. You can't do these things. You can only do these certain things that are enumerated here, and they are limited, and that's the way we began, and that's what we frankly need to return to. And the Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, all were limitations on the central government's power. And they have been largely, I could say that the next 17 amendments have largely been expansions of federal power. And of course, the difference in time frame is really pre-war between the states and post-war between the states. Ever since then, we have had this growing monster, growing Leviathan that has no conscience and has no end to its own ability to consume the wealth and the work of American people. And now it's already consumed all our wealth and work and labor, and now it's, as you say, it's consuming that of our children and our children's children into the future. It needs to be stopped. And there is, you know, the Republicans are not going to stop it, and the Democrats are not going to stop it. And if the Founding Fathers were here today, Dr. Stan, and this may sound presumptuous, but if the Founding Fathers are here today, if John Adams, George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, if they were here today, James Madison, the father of our Constitution, they would be members of the Constitution Party, and they would uphold the same platform and principles that the Constitution Party does.
Amen to that. Well, let's go to Roger, who's calling in for Pennsylvania. Hi, Roger. You have a question or comment?
Yeah, hi, folks. I wanted to ask, assuming besides Judge Roy Moore, there was some other spine to be found in Alabama, would the appropriate response have been to say, sure, we'll file that certiorari plea, but also it will invite you to send down your federal troops to face off our state guards to remove this whatever vestiges of our Christian heritage?
If I understand the question correctly, what we needed in Alabama, if I understand what you're saying correctly, is some form of interposition.
I think that what Roger is saying is that we should say, all right, you go ahead, you send down your federal troops, we'll get your state troops out. Roger, I think that's totally inappropriate. I mean, what we have to do is educate the American people about our Constitution and the fact that Judge Myron Thomas, who put out the decree, was acting unconstitutionally. What we need to do is educate and not get people out shooting at one another. Is that what you really want?
Well, what's the other alternative?
The alternative, Roger, is to educate people. And yeah, if we can't educate the people, then we can't save America. And I hope you'll help us educate rather than suggest we get into shooting one another, because we have enough enemies without killing our people all over and fighting another civil war.
It would never happen, of course. It would never happen because they wouldn't send the federal troops to remove the...
Then you should not challenge them to do it. I think that's entirely inappropriate. Thank you.
So I do believe, in response to Roger's suggestion there, I do believe that what the chief needed was a backbone on the part of the Attorney General of Alabama and the Governor of Alabama, who abandoned him once and turned on him and betrayed him once the federal judge made the ruling.
And now that is, of course, William Pryor. You're speaking of Attorney General William Pryor.
Pryor, right. And Pryor actually had been a member of Chief Justice Roy Moore's defense team in an earlier hearing, in an earlier trial, and therefore was really should have not been someone who would prosecute him, it's really a conflict of interest for him to be involved doing that. But see, he's been seeking a federal judgeship himself, and so he's hopeful that he'll be placed on the federal bench. And so he did the Republicans' work there. One of the lessons, I think, of this is that you can't depend on the Republican Party to stand up for principle in these situations. Because having a Republican governor and a Republican attorney general did not help Chief Justice Roy Moore one bit. Having a Republican president and a Republican Congress and a Republican attorney general of the United States didn't help him one bit, because they were not committed to the rule of law. So, I believe it would have helped. The governor and the attorney general of Alabama would have stood firm with him and supported him in this. And I believe that there wouldn't have been federal marshals, et cetera. If that's what Roger was getting at, I agree with him.
All right, fine. Well, we're just about out of time. Do you have any parting thoughts?
Well, I do believe, Dr. Stan, that America needs to return to an American understanding of law and government. That is to say, the purpose of government is to protect God-given rights, to protect and secure God-given rights. And until we return to that understanding, we're going to be in trouble. And I believe that the Constitution Party and my hopeful candidacy will stand exactly for those principles. And I thank you very much for the time you allowed me to spend with you.
Well, I appreciate so much your willingness to be with us. We'll look forward to having you on again. Our guest has been Michael Perutka from the Constitution Party, and you're going to be hearing a lot more about him in the coming months. God bless you. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, the Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, the Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, and I just want to tell you about some of the items that we have, which we hope many of you will seriously want to get. One of them, of course, is Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. And this is a great book, and it goes into all the things that you need to know about nutrition and vitamins and minerals and just good general health. You can get it by itself, or you can get it with a four-tape set called Life-Saving Secrets, which we recommend as well. And they're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And then, of course, we have Dr. Blaylock's other two books. One is the Health Strategies for Cancer Patients. That's Health Strategies for Cancer Patients. And then the other one would be Excitotoxin, the Taste That Kills, going into the fact that they have used allowed aspartame and MSG into our food. And these are excitotoxins, and they actually tend to destroy neurons, and they can produce all sorts of Parkinson's and other horrible diseases. And this is known, and yet, of course, they've released them. In fact, the reason they got it into the food, at least aspartame, is because of a man who was working on the Bush the transition team, back in 1980, a man named Donald Rumsfeld, the president of Cereal. He sought that they legalize aspartame. His company made hundreds of millions of dollars and then eventually sold the rights to some other poor company that probably gets stuck with all the lawsuits. When the truth comes out, how we're damaging children and unborn children, and they know that it's an unsafe product. Excitotoxin, The Taste That Kills, we have a four-tape set. We have Dr. Blaylock's book. We have another book on aspartame that's about 3 inches thick by Dr. Roberts, but call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Well, Dr. Stan, back here at Radio Liberty, and of course this is the time when I have to remind our listeners across America that Radio Liberty is listener-supported, and we do hope that many of you out there will decide that you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us as we reach out 5 hours every day by radio, shortwave, internet, or satellite out across America, encouraging people and bringing them an understanding of our Constitution and of the spiritual battle in which we're engaged today, because we truly are involved in a spiritual battle for the hearts of men. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, it's as simple as picking up your telephone and calling 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Or if you'd like, of course, to get a free copy of our newsletter, we'd be glad to send you one. Again, just call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. And our November newsletter is about anti-Semitism. Our December newsletter goes into the background of Judge Roy Moore's struggle and why it was that the Supreme Court took God and prayer out of our schools back in the 1960s. Everybody knows they did it, but why did they do it? Well, we'll tell you in our latest newsletter, information you're not going to get from Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly. Because you cannot understand what Judge Roy Moore's battle was all about unless you understand that there really are secret societies in America, and they operate at the highest levels of our government. Now, to get into the background of this, we carry so many books. We have my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and you can read that in a few hours. It gives you a beautiful overview. We have Ted Flynn's wonderful book, Hope of the Wicked, or Jim Marr's book, Ruled by Secrecy. All excellent books going into the organizations working behind the scenes that control both political parties and make mockery out of these concepts of individual freedom. If you want to read something written by Bill Clinton's mentor, we carry Professor Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. You can get it by itself as part of a special, and you'll get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, going into how the great foundations have been financing communism and socialism and internationalism for most of the last century. And the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Foundation and the Ford Foundation doing everything they could to destroy the very fabric and foundations of this once great nation. So, and of course, it's because they tie into the secret society that Professor Quigley writes about. Professor Quigley was Bill Clinton's mentor. He writes about a secret society that's working right here in America today. And the fact you've never heard about it simply is a reflection of how powerful this organization is and the degree of control that today exists over the minds of the American people. The book is Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time. And it was so good, it was so revealing, that within a relatively few years after it was published, somebody bought up the publisher, Macmillan, and destroyed the place of the first half of the book. And then it lied to Professor Quigley, saying they're going to reprint it, with no intention of doing that. And if that story sounds incredible to you, we have an interview with Professor Quigley where he tells that story. And if you buy the Tragedy and Hope special, you'll get Tragedy and Hope, you'll get the book Foundations, Their Power and Influence, and you'll get a copy of the audio tape that will tell you that incredible story of Professor Quigley about how somebody bought up his publisher and destroyed the place to the first half of the book. This is the sort of thing that happens in America because they do not want the American people to know the truth. And when truth is lost, why, freedom will be lost. And we're in real trouble today, ladies and gentlemen, which is why I do what I do 5 hours a day. And we do hope many of you out there will want to join the Radio Liberty family and help us, that you'll pray for America, that you'll pray for our leaders and for our ministers, that you'll pray for revival, because I'm firmly convinced if we don't see a true revival in America, and not a purpose-driven life revival, which is what's sweeping America today, as we simply change the status of God, and we remove the God of the Bible and replace him with cosmic Santa Claus. But the true God of the Bible, if people don't turn back to God, why, God will never again bless this nation. So pray for America, pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.